Howdy folks, how are you doing? Episode 33, if you're not listening, with Mary Coughlin and Ultan Conlon. So, we played a gig in Gort. You'll hear that myself and Mary are sitting in Mary's hotel room, hotel suite. She got upgraded when they saw her come to the counter. They said, Mary Coughlin. She told them the story about her love of Gort and her history there. So they gave her a gorgeous room. Kitty, stop making noise. Scraping the leather chair. It hurts me. It hurts me every time she does it. Don't get on the laptop. Don't get on. Oh, fuck. So, myself and Mary had the chat in Mary's suite. We chatted for about 40 minutes. You're going to hear about 20 minutes of it on this week's podcast. Then we went down to Gort Town Hall, played the most fabulous show, and I'm going to put some of that on after our chat, so that's what you'll be getting the next this week and next week, folks. Half chat, half kind of bits and bobs from the gig, little stories and maybe a song or two from the gig. Okay. Thanks to everybody who's buying us coffee. Somebody bought us 3 coffees this week. I don't have the list with me. Thank you so much. And we're playing in Thurles this Thursday. The following weekend, we've 3 gigs. I believe we're in Nina. We're in the Shanty in down in Waterford and somewhere else. Check out ultoncondon.com/shows or marycoughlin.ie. You're not listening. Episode 33, Mary Coughlin and Ultan Conlon. Enjoy!
Scars on the calendar. These are scars on my arm. Look at them. There's a big hole here.
Bruising.
Yeah, I had an angiogram on Monday. So there you go.
Let's sit at the table, Mary. Okay. We're in Mary's suite.
I mean,
Mary's got a suite in the Lady Gregory.
The Lady Gregory.
On International Women's Day. Lady Gregory, director of the
Abbey Theatre. Wow.
How wowish.
Oh, I forgot that.
Isn't that wowish?
Wowish. That is wowish.
Wowish. Oh, phones, Mary. Sorry, I'll leave mine over here with yours.
I wonder, is that, do you think I'll be something someday?
Huh?
Is my phone over there? I'm going to turn it off just in case. Talk.
That's far enough away.
Is it far?
Yeah.
I'll turn it off anyway.
Okay.
I don't care. Here.
Mary's turning off because she's reading a book by Johan Hari called Stolen Focus. Why You Can't Pay Attention. A really important book, says Philippa Perry. Superb, says Stephen Fry. He doesn't have much to say about it. The book the world needs, says Adam Grant. Read it and be free, says somebody.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I turn my phone off too.
The most important topics of our time. A beautifully researched and argued exploration of the breakdown of humankind's ability to pay attention. If you read one book about how modern the world is driving us crazy, read this one. So says Stephen Fry. Anyways, I said the same thing. It's absolutely incredible. Johan Hari, Stolen Focus. I keep just going back to bits of it again and again and again. And, you know, there's an appendix at the back that I keep checking stuff on Wiki of all the people that he interviewed.
Did you get your appendix out?
No. I have one at the back of this book here. Anyway, Lady Gregory, so should we talk about Gort?
Gort. Gorgeous Gort, as they penned it on Instagram.
But did you not know that my ancestors are from Gort?
I did not.
Okay.
Well, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. So,
I love Gort.
So here I am in Gort, and I absolutely love... You do know about Gort.
I didn't know about your ancestry here.
Okay, so Carty's pub up the road. Stephen Carty was my granny's brother.
Right.
And my aunt, my grand-aunt, Peggy... I don't say... Peggy Carty, the most famous Irish dancer in Ireland, who danced for President Kennedy, was...
What was she to you?
My granny's niece. Whoa. So she's my kind of whatever, you know. She taught us Irish dancing.
She'd be your grand aunt.
So she taught us Irish dancing, and my mother used to embroider the costumes when we were little, and we danced everywhere.
Yeah.
We danced in Athlone, in the Fish. We danced our way around Ireland, usually in the back of, well, we went to
back
a few feshes. I went to a few feshes. All I remember is the smell of crisps and my body.
Lovely.
Yeah. and boys and girls dancing. Well, there was very few boys, although probably actually not as many as there are now, but there were a few boys dancing. She used to, I won't say she used to kill us. She was very strict. she had a big stick.
Hey, and here comes the bag. No, it was all sounding so wonderful.
She didn't kill us.
It was sounding too good to be true.
She shout at us to lift our legs higher. So she had this huge big stick that she would hold up.
And you'd have to
so
reach
when you
it.
Kicked, you'd have to reach with your toe or your heel at the back.
Mm.
Yeah, and then she'd hit the floor. Sorry, she'd hit the table with the stick to make you jump higher, you know.
She knew her business, though. Yeah. She got somebody dancing for the
She danced for Kennedy.
Well, she did.
And her troupe, yeah. I wasn't in it.
Do you
I was
know
too small.
The current state
I have more to say about...
In, I'm not going off the subject. It's the most corrupt sport on the planet. Did you know that?
It's not the most corrupt.
It's up there.
It's up there.
They're doping and everything. Joking, the kids.
Stop, that's terrible.
No, but it is very corrupt. It's very fixed. Yeah, very fixed. Anyway, sorry.
So all those things are... No, gosh. So my aunt, my granny's from here, Carty's, Stephen Carty pub. They had a pub here. My Ellie Carty lived there. I used to love coming to see her.
How did she get out here? Did your dad drive?
Daddy drove out, yeah. And then we moved over to see my aunt. I get confused with the relations, okay? My grandmother's brother was called Paddy. Paddy Lelly. Granny's name was Catty Lelly. So, I'm so confused.
Not at all.
He was a thatcher and he thatched the house next door to Thor Ballylee.
Oh, yeah.
And he also thatched his own house. He was the most famous thatcher in Ireland.
I nearly bought that house.
Oh, no. When did I tell you?
Hang on a minute.
And my aunt May used to make butter. Mm. And my mother was allergic to... Well, she wasn't allergic. She got a set against butter when she was pregnant with one of my brothers. And she used to eat stork margarine.
Oh.
Except when we'd come out to my aunt and she'd get the butter that Lally made.
The homemade one.
Yeah. And Mary, I still have cousins around and about here. Caroline and Mary lives in Ennis. Big history.
Would you go to Cool Park when your dad would drive you out?
We'd go to Cool Park, but mostly we'd go to Ballylee, Thor Ballylee, and hang around there. My grandmother worked in Thor Ballylee. I have so many stories. We had a bed from Thor Ballylee.
I love Cork.
We have a bed that was in William Butler Yeats's tower.
Where?
In Ballylee. He lived in Thor Ballylee.
So where's the bed now?
It's kind of, I don't know who has it now. I got a bone handled carving knife set.
It's in the family.
There was a, you know, those things that you put under the bed when you for going to the toilet, a pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Piss pot. We had
bed pot, what do you call it?
Chamber pot.
Yeah, some name.
And we had a jug and a basin, you know, those things for washing. Yeah, loads of stuff.
Yeah, then bedpans. Was it chamber?
No, that was a bed. No, a potty.
Were they too lazy to get out of the bed to take a piss?
No, they'd go for a piss or a poo in the pot, and then the maid was after
put under the bed.
Yeah, and then
the come on, a shite under your own bed.
Mary. Well, where else would you put?
Would you not go and have a shite in the toilet?
No, they'd probably ring a bell and the girls have to come up and get us. Granny was that girl.
They wouldn't even hang around, like.
I don't know. I actually never answered that question. But Granny worked in Thor Ballylee for Yeats. I'm telling you really interesting stuff here.
I know, I'm listening. Change the name of the podcast.
When they were doing the museum, they came looking for the stuff. And sure, Granny had it all given away to me and everybody else. And
what
you
harm?
Know, of course.
What harm?
And loads of other people.
At least she minded.
What?
At least she minded.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Come looking for anything that belongs to WB Yeats.
I nearly bought that house.
The one in Thor Ballylee?
It was on the market when I bought my house in Ahaskra.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That would have been my Aunt May and Paddy.
It's not attached anymore, but it was attached house.
Oh my God.
Single story, right to the right of Thor Ballylee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Yeats used to hang out in there and everything. Your man was telling me all that stuff.
That was Yeats' house.
Oh, he was there?
Paddy lives across the road, yeah.
Might have been the same one now.
So he would have done, I don't know. But listen, he also gave me a half crown when I got my tonsils out. That's the most important thing.
Lovely.
Not the most, it was the biggest amount of money I've ever seen. Yeah. So there you go now.
Gort, there's something really about special Gort. About Gort. There is something about Gort. I have a close fondness to it.
Wild swans, that's cool.
Yeah, you think of all that stuff that went down here. A lot of drugs taken in Cool Park.
A lot of drugs taken all over Gort.
Yeah, back then.
I was a hippie. I lived in a commune here. I lived up on La Coutre Drive with Robin and Linus.
Kitty's Field?
Well, I don't know what it was called, but we called Robin, a guy called Robin, whom I'm going to phone. He's about 20 years older than I am now, apparently. And I was just talking to Sarah in the gallery, and she said he has a little house out the road, and he always talks after me and asks after me. So I'm going to call him in the morning.
Ah, lovely.
They had.
Will he come to the gig tonight? We're doing a gig tonight, by the way, in Gorge.
Should I ask him?
We're here. You should absolutely ask him.
I'll ask him, yeah. He used to be absent, and his wife Linus, and they had children. They had hounds. They had horses. There was a guy called Robert that I went out with, and we stayed together, shall I say, in a gypsy wagon, you know, on those roundy ones.
In a field?
In Gort.
With people?
Yeah.
It was a commune?
No, we were only the two of us in the caravan. Sorry. But there was a commune, yeah.
But you did live in a commune for a while.
Yeah.
Well, how was that like?
It's very strange. I used to come into Sullivan's for a wash.
Into the hotel?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're probably not the same people, is it?
Well, Sullivan's?
Yeah.
I'll never mind them.
No, I used to, anywhere, anytime.
We're in the Lady Gregory.
Anytime, anywhere, and anytime anybody was going anywhere near a small town, or I'd leg it in and go for a bath. So I wasn't a real hippie.
What age were you, Mary?
17. Wow. Going on 18.
How long did you live in the commune?
Well, I don't know. It's a kind of a blur.
Months.
I went away from home.
So weeks it feel like years back then.
Okay, this is, do you want the whole story? It's in the book.
Go for it.
It's in Bloody Mary. I did the Leaving Cert, and myself and Margaret and Catherine Geraghty went off on the road after that, after the Leaving Cert, and we thought we'd go away for a while, and we came down to Ennistymon, where Steve, where the Walls are from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve and Joe Wall. And we there was a little fly on, a little festival.
Mm.
So many years ago, Jesus. And I was singing.
Would it be 50?
Yeah, okay. Exactly 50. And I sang, believe it or not, and they collected money for us to have lemonade while I sang. I just sang all the songs that I knew, kind of vaguely, folk songs, you know, Shannos kind of singing.
Fab, though.
And anyway, yeah, so there you go. And then I met a fellow called Robert, who was absolutely stone gorgeous. He was from San Francisco. He played the concertina. And he had, he was fab, and he had a wagon, and off I took to the roads with him.
Where's Robert now?
He lives down there, and you know, Katie Theasby knows him.
Really? He's yeah, there. He's
she got around. His address for me. I'm going to write to him.
No way.
He's never left.
When's the last time you saw Robert?
You know, when we broke up.
Back then?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh God, I know, it's terrible. Anyway.
This is your life. He'll come through.
Gosh, he'd fucking come tonight. I'm terrified.
I know you'd be worried about all
I'd be worried about all these people.
Even years later, would you be? Because I'd be worried I'd meet somebody I went out with 5 years ago. But would you worry about somebody I went out with?
I wouldn't worry about it, but I'd be.
Not worry, but you know what I mean? Would it be a bit awkward?
No, it wouldn't be awkward. I just wondering what he's like, looks like.
Mm.
Yeah, well, he knows what I look like because he is. I'm fucking everywhere like
that. Yeah, know? Yeah. Robert might come from San Francisco.
It's quite...
Hey, Mary, it's me, Robert.
It's quite an extraordinary thing that you have a pull to a place, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
A Gort, for me, is so many Sundays spent here.
There you go.
Sundays, yeah.
Fond memories.
Very, 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 very fond memories. So Sundays prior to the hippie commune and...
There is a kind of energy in places, though. I either find it's good or bad for me, you know. I won't say for everyone.
No,
maybe.
It's really, really good here. I don't know what it is.
Mm. I'm with you on that. And I'm thrilled we're playing in Gore.
Now, Ballinasloe's a different story, but there you go.
Bad energy. I'm okay there.
You're okay there.
You see, I used to go there.
No, I have bad memories.
But I used to go there as a kid to my cousins for holidays. That there is the... that probably explains it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, of course it is.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah, so it's more memories than the energy, but cool. I mean it's just here, and there's a lovely park up there, and it's for sale. Did you see that lovely green site up the road? Jeez, I'd nearly buy it.
What's for sale?
Oh, it's four acres or 40, I don't know.
Near Cool Park.
Just up the road there.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
I was looking for houses 8 years ago, Gort was still not too expensive. I was looking kind of over here.
And is it now?
It would be now, yeah.
Okay.
You're on the cusp of Clare, and the motorway came through it, and...
Oh, yeah, God.
Kinvara's down the road, all these places.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-woo.
Whoop-de-woo.
Whoop-de-fucking-woo.
Whoop-de-fucking-woo. My ex-husband is a stone's throw for me. he always comes back to him.
Blue ball. That's awfully.
Yeah, but he lives around the corner now. Does he live here?
Oh, right.
No, he lives down near Micheál, apparently.
So tonight we're going to have Robert at the gig. Mary's first husband, Frank, is it?
No, Fintan.
No, shit, sorry, Fintan.
And Robin.
Fintan and Frank, did you? All Fs.
Well, which was I too?
Yeah. Both Fs.
Oh. I never thought about that before. For fuck's sake.
For Fintan, fucking Frank Fintan.
For fuck's sake. No, for fuck's sake. F. For fuck's sake. Oh, Jesus.
Frank Fintan's sake.
Anyway, there you go.
Fintan Frank's sake.
Anyway.
Oh, lordy lads. Good giggle.
Good giggle. Yeah, Mary, so let's get back to my angiogram. What is that like?
Mary's arm is bruised. There's a plaster on it.
And it's purple and yellow and
where
black.
They were putting in the...
camera to go up into your heart.
My God.
And then I was looking at my other stents, because I have other stents already, and they thought I might have needed another one. And
thank God you don't.
Yes, thank God I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't be fucking sitting here.
No.
Talking to you.
No.
I was looking at my heart. Now, I was slightly high on whatever the thing called midazolam they give you. And it's...
That sounds even... Sounds good.
Yeah, midaz. The nurses call it midaz. 2 milligrams of midaz there. Top it up a little bit. Top it up the midaz.
Mary, you all right for more midaz?
I went back to my room the first time I ever had it when I had my stents. They had fentanyl and midazolam mixed.
That stuff now is dangerous.
No, I didn't know. And it was before it got popular. And I went back to my room, Alton, and I actually wrote it down.
Fentanyl. Was
I
that
asked
good, yeah.
The nun, the nurse.
The nun.
I asked
the imaginary nun.
I asked the nurse what they gave me, and she said, it's fentanyl with a bit of midaz in it. I said, what's midaz?
Midazolam.
Shut up,
and I asked her what it was.
No, but there's nuns in St. Vincent's.
I know. I was joking.
How do you know?
I know as in you're telling me.
There was nuns walking around the other day. In the garden. I had a lovely room and I was looking out over the edge of the garden. And
I thought there was none there.
That's why. There's nuns there. And I think they may run a sort of a nursing home there or something. I'm not sure. But and I said it to one of the nurses.
Side hustle going on.
I said it to one of the nurses. And I said, you know, there's nuns in the garden here. She said, oh, there's
there isn't.
No,
there isn't. You're on fentanyl, Mary.
And I said, look at the nun. And she said, look at the nun. Nun doing, putting down...
They're penguins in the garden.
Yeah, they were doing some gardening.
They got a pond.
Gardening. So that was all. Do you remember all the crack about the maternity hospital going into the site?
They own that, the kids' hospital, don't they?
The kids?
The children's hospital is on their land, the nuns' land.
The children's hospital is going to be over in St. James's.
Oh, I thought it was on the...
No, it's the women's hospital that's going to be in there. And, but it's gone now. They've handed it over to the state, I believe. I believe. Okay. So there you go. Anyway, there we go. What else have I got to say? So yeah, my heart up on a screen in front of my face and me looking at it and looking at the camera going around and around and looking at the other stents, and there they are now, Mary, look. See, they're still perfect. Everything is wonderful. You can hear them chatting away. Come on.
That's good news.
It's like, what is it that like?
Amazing.
I mean, like...
What they can do nowadays.
Jesus, yeah. I mean, whichever think like. I mean... We just don't know. I mean, Jesus, that would I don't know. I don't like to think about it. But years ago, I'd have probably been 6 foot under if it wasn't for the stents.
Oh, I know. My 20 years ago, Mary, they didn't have that technology.
Did they not?
No, they didn't have in the '90s. My dad died in the '90s. The heart.
Oh God.
And you know they didn't have that back then. I don't think. He was waiting on a bypass.
Well, there you are now.
Waiting on a bypass.
Thanks, Neil Mulvihill.
Like Gort, he was waiting on a bypass.
Stop. That's terrible.
It's not.
Sis.
Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast, each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.
A very warm Gort welcome to
Mary Cocking, to Austin Conlon, and to Michael O'Connor. Could you give them a big round of applause? Thanks, Kieran. Hello, how are you all? It's lovely to be here. I'm going to start with this song called In the Blink of an Eye. I live in a little gate lodge in a Ahascran, the old estate of the Castlegar house. And I have a lovely avenue by the house that I can walk on, tree-lined avenue. Too bad of a road to drive on, so nobody's going to knock me down. And I stroll there, and I sometimes write songs when I walk, and I bring the phone with me so I remember the song. But this particular day, I was way down the avenue, and I got the first few lines of this song. And then I realized I didn't have my phone, and I panicked. So I was running back up the avenue, singing a few lines over and over till I got my guitar and my recorder out, and I wrote this song called In the Blink of an Eye. And it's a song about how quickly everything is going, how quickly time is going. Okay, here we go. There's nobody else here putting you down. It's just you on the ropes, in the ring on your own, in a house on the outskirts of town. Let me go, she cries. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone. Do you want to sing? In the blink of an eye. Easy. He was losing his mind, and not for the first time. In a small little way, what a big price to pay for nothing at all. There were no crimes. Let me breathe. He tries. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might, here we go, be all gone in the blink of an eye. So tell me you love me and save me from feeling so lonely. A small act for me that won't cost much or take time. Tell me this life is a mountain, I'll make that climb. I have fallen in love, but it's taking me forever. I played with my heart, fought with my head. There's nobody else does it better. Let the strain unwind. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone. In the blink, let me go. She cries. Something I just can't get over. Let me breathe. He tried. There's something I just can't get over. Let me love. I sigh. Something I just can't get over. Let the strain unwind. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone. Of a die might be gone in the blink of an eye, all gone in the blink of an eye. Thank you so much, folks.
introduce onto the stage, all the way from Wicklow today, Miss Mary Cocklin.
About leaving Galway, about growing up in Galway. This is not it. I just have to talk because he has to tune down or tune so that he's in tune with the machine. If I sing out of tune, I just get, oh fuck, it's in my head for the rest of the week. But anyways, I have no machine to tune me up. Sounds a bit weird to take off. Are you ready? No. Okay, anything else? Oh yeah, Robin and Linus. Does anybody know Robin and Linus?
Yeah.
Robin, I gave him a phone call to come up to the gig, but he didn't answer. So I might see him in the morning. I used to live with them when they lived in the... Did anybody here live in the commune? Oh, and there was another story.
Robert here. I'm Robert. Fascinated by Robert.
Why?
She was telling me about Robert earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about this.
Jesus, the commune was great anyways, but there was I fucking I'm sorry. It's electric guitar, so there you go. You're gonna have problems with your current, Michal. Anyway, there was a commune in Gort, and there were some people living there. It was set up by a couple called Robin and Linus, and loads of us were there, and I met a fella called Robert, and he was a box player from San Francisco. He was absolutely fucking gorgeous. And I ran away with him, and we lived in a covered wagon in and on the grounds of where the commune was. I can't remember. It was a haze, I tell you. What? Yeah, it was La Cotra. Yeah. La Cotra, yeah, La Cotra. Anyways, I was trying to be a hippie. I was learning.
You cheated.
I cheated.
She was a cheating hippie. Why did you cheat, Mary? Tell him why you weren't a proper hippie.
They weren't either, because they were all on the dole. And they used to come in to sign on into Gort. And every time they would come in to sign on.
Yeah, but they didn't wash like you, Mary.
I used to run into Glynn's Hotel and have a bath.
You cheating, low-down, dirty cheating hippie.
I was not a guest at the hotel. I used to, they would all go drinking in the bar after the dole, and you know, there was baths on in the floor. It wasn't like in your fucking room. There was no en-suite or anything. So I would keep running around until I found a room with the bath in it, and I would have a lukewarm bath. And
is that O'Sullivan's now? Glynn's?
No, Glynn's.
Where's Glynn's?
It's gone. What? Yes, it was that hotel, yeah. Just to get that one straight. Some people were trying to convince me that it was O'Sullivan's, but it wasn't. It was Glynn's, yeah. What? What? Are you saying something to me? Anyways, I'm sorry if there's any members of the family here. I had warm baths in your hotel from time to time when I was learning how to be a hippie. Jesus Christ, it's weird how, I mean, as I get older, and particularly since I started writing this new album, so much stuff is coming back to me, and you know, like, all nice stuff at this stage, actually, which is really nice. All the kids in Galway that I used to, when I stopped drinking, I used to get the horrors, as anybody might know that's ever tried to stop drinking without fucking medication. I'd lay there in bed at night, you know, oh, Jesus Christ, you know. I would start at Dooley's, and I'd Ollie and Martina, and I would go through all the kids' names in that house, and then I'd go across the road to Wynn's, and then I'd go up to McNally's, and all of the kids in all the houses, 20 houses up that way, 22 houses down this way, and two at the bottom of the green. And then all the houses up as far as Reddington Road, all the houses I could remember, all the kids' names. And then I'd wake up. So at some point in the night, I'd just go to sleep. Anyways, I wrote a song about all of that stuff, which is kind of nice. I've been remembering them all recently and trying to contact them and stuff. So here we go. So I'll be down to see Robin in the morning if anybody.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bass. Turn down these voices inside my head. Stay here with me and tell me no lies. Just hold me close and don't patronize. Don't patronize me, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. And I can't make your heart feel something that it won't. Here in the dark, in these lonely hours, I will lay down my heart and I'll feel the power, but you won't. No, you won't, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. Then I won't see the love you don't feel when you're holding me. Morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight. And I will. And I can make your heart feel something that it won't. Here in the dark, in these lonely hours, I will lay down my heart and I'll feel the power, but you won't. No. You.